reason.
Yeah, no, I think obviously, you know, the game was a hard fought one, and you know, Alex has a knack of making plays in the attacking third, and I think that's why, you know, that's why we have him so high in our build. But again, I think that moment, the moment the ball left his foot, it looked like it was going in, and then the next thing I saw, you know, it hit the net because I was kind of blocked by one of their players. And again, I think it's just when things are going your way, the guys will find ways to make plays, and I think the mindset and the belief to keep fighting. You know, I think it's easy to go, okay, we got a point, let's sit back. But again, I think the team that we want to be is we're going to have to run through the gauntlet of MLS teams that have had a lot of success, like Philadelphia and perennial playoff, you know, Eastern Conference champ every year. And, you know, I think this was a decent litmus test to see, you know, where we stand and the type of team that we are. And it's not always going to be, you know, the teams are going to just allow us to play. But I thought we had some really, really good moments. And more importantly, the fight and the grit to see this game through. So just, again, really proud of the guys and the effort. You know, two games on the road isn't an easy task. But they took it in stride, and we got to double down on our work this week to be ready for next week at home.
Well, just to follow up on that fight and that grit, I guess, I mean, you touched on it a little bit. It would have been really easy just to kind of say, this is a road game, kind of bunker down, get a point and whatnot. What is it behind sort of that grit to sort of go out and say, you know what, it feels like there's more here for the taking on the road in a hostile environment about this group?
Yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, and I told the guys at halftime, fortune will always favor the brave. And, you know, and by that, I mean, playing the way we're capable of, every player on the ball is the decision maker. The rest of the group is obviously is supporting and giving great angles to build through the lines. And when we turn the ball away in bad spots, I think, again, the way I look at this is that every game is an opportunity to learn and get better. And I think if you go into that mindset where we're going to bunker in, what are you learning about yourself in difficult moments other than seeding the psychology to the opponents? And so for me, it's paramount that we play the first minute like we do the 90th. And then you get to learn about yourself, and then you learn how you can manage games differently. But if you're constantly changing and adapting to the score line or the time in the game, you never know who you really are as a group.
So much on scoring goals so much focus on kind of the goal scoring end, I guess, has come on Chicho for good reason, obviously. But it feels like Andres is very quietly having just a breakout season here. Is what he's doing, again, even maybe a little bit quietly just because of what Chicho's doing, but is what he's doing right now a little bit more of sort of what you envisioned when you bought him for a pretty hefty price?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, it's so hard to, you know, kind of communicate how difficult it is for young players to acclimate to new leagues and new countries. And there's usually a 6 month to a year adaptation phase to the style of play in this league, to the physicality of this league, to the speed of this league. And, you know, I think Andres finished the season in great form, went away with the Olympic team, came back, and has picked up where he left off. And obviously now the goals are starting to, you know, hit the back of the net. And I think that is just validation to each individual that scoring goals, that I'm doing the right things. And again, I think with Chicho and Andres, which for me is the most important, is how much they work for the team. And, you know, I always stress when the guys up front work hard for the team, that the game will always give you back in spades. And I think, you know, Chicho's unselfish play, Andres' ability to find the back of the net tonight, and the quality in Alex's finish really defined what was a really hard-fought match, and that decided the game.
Carson?
Hey, Pablo. Carson. Obviously, there's a key player that was missing tonight in Diego Luna. Can you say anything about how long he will be out or how bad is that injury?
No, we'll see how he feels heading into this week. Obviously, he suffered a really bad contusion in his calf, and wasn't able to push off it on Thursday. On Wednesday, and so we just left him back home to make sure he's recovering, and so hopefully he's in a good way, and we'll be able to join the group on Tuesday, but we just won't know until we get back home and have the medical staff take a look at him.
And then just one more thought. You brought in Anderson Julio for Fidel Barajas in like the 50th minute. What was the thought about bringing Julio on?
Well, again, I think, the thing with Julio is, in the past he's been an absolute killer up front coming into games. And, I think this game was a real physical match, and oftentimes it was difficult, to find Fidel in good pockets. And so moving Crooks out to the left half space, Chicho down a line into the right half space and bring in Ando in, the thought was to be able to get good feet underneath in Chicho and Crooks and to have stretch. The other aspect of that is to make sure that we continue to press without the ball. And Ando does a really good job of that. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to get anything clear tonight. But that's the thought behind that change.
How nice was it to have Gladden Vera back tonight?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to the guys last week, I thought they did a fantastic job in Oviedo and Bodie. But it was great to have them, because, again, they weren't on the road trip last week. And so to have them, feel the buzz of the group and go out and play a fantastic game against a very direct opponent that's always asking questions of the space behind the back line. And I thought the two of them short up the back line really, really well. So it's great to have those guys back. And again, as we embark on what will be a really busy May, it's great to have the rotation of those guys last week and then just get everyone up to speed for what will be an important stretch of games for us.
Awesome. Thank you, Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for Pablo? All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you,
Pablo.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, he's been absolutely incredible for us. I think his stats kind of speak for themselves. He's anytime he's on the ball, he's a creative player. He's solid defensively. So an absolute massive pickup for us this year.
And then coming into a really tough place to play, one of the better teams perennially the last couple of years in the East. You guys haven't. It's been a minute. I'll just say, since Salt Lake has picked up a result in Philadelphia, it felt like there was a kind of an easy time during this match to just sort of sit back. You give up that goal late, or not late-ish, but you give up that equalizer. And it felt like there maybe was kind of a moment to just sort of say, like, all right, take the point on the road, right? But you kept pushing, obviously got a really good winner from Alex. Just what's that say sort of about the team, I guess, to want to go for goal in that moment?
Yeah, I think the mentality of this team is to get 3 points every game. I don't think anyone's content with a tie. I think we've had a couple results this year that have ended in ties, and they felt like losses because we've had the opportunity to get wins, and maybe we were a little unlucky for those results. But every game we're going for the 3 points. I don't think any of us wanted to sit back or were expecting to sit back. We were all just trying to, go for that go for the win, and Alex pulled out an absolute stunner for us.
And then last question for me, I know it's way too early to be standing watching and looking at the numbers and the standings and that kind of thing, but this is points wise a team that is you guys are accumulating enough points to be among the best in the league. What's different, what's changing kind of about this team to look like one of the top teams in MLS early on right now?
I think we've just had another year of the same core group of guys. I think our understanding is a little better of each other's tendencies and how we want to play. I think on both sides of the ball, people are on the same page, playing well. And we just have to take it game by game and try and keep collecting those points.
Carson.
Hey, Justin, obviously you were out last week versus Chicago. How's that abductor been feeling lately?
Yeah, adductor is good. Fingers crossed, no more little muscle injuries. But yeah, things are looking good, feeling good. And yeah, just hopefully I'll stay healthy for the coming weeks.
What was like your mindset change from last season? Obviously, like the team struggled a little bit last season defensively. What have you done to help like change your form? Like, you've been having a great season so far.
You know, I'm not sure I have changed much. I think, you know, last year we were getting, you know, scored on early goals. First half, we're getting scored on first. And this year, I don't think there's been a conscious shift in anything I've been doing. It's kind of the same stuff. Just want to be focused for the full 90. Obviously want to keep a clean sheet every game. We were unlucky. Well, I don't know, maybe not unlucky not to get one tonight. They had their opportunities. But again, it's just, you know, it takes a whole team. And I felt like last year we were getting scored on maybe uncharacteristic goals. And this year we've been more on top of it, more locked in, and just haven't been giving up any goals that should be avoided.
Yeah, of course. We know that it will be a difficult game. It was a team that till today they didn't lost. So we just all the week we train hard, we prepare ourselves 100%, and we are very happy that we came here and we took the maximum, the 3 points. It's not the time for celebrations. Of course, today we can celebrate, but from tomorrow is again time for work and see the next game.
Then on the goal, kind of just explain from your view how that play came about and the decision to blast it.
Yeah, and in general, the set pieces, I'm outside of the box for these moments to clear, so we don't have a counterattack or to have the ball and make the shot. As a defender, put the ball out and I saw the ball coming to me. I just thought that I have to shoot, and I'm very happy, of course, that I scored the goal. But the most important is I helped the team and we get the 3 points.
Sean, anything else?
Yeah, just last one. Hopefully, there's a little bit clearer from me. But just to follow up on that, it feels like good things tend to happen when this team, when you're on the ball. Is this kind of how you hope to play? It's such an attacking role from that left back spot, I guess. Do you like getting up the field as much as you have been? Because you've been really, really involved in the attack, especially for a defender for the this season.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as a left back, you're first a defender, but nowadays in the football, the left and right backs need to get involved in the build-up to help the team in attacking phase. Our job is to give assists, to maybe score and help the team as much as possible. I feel confident to be as high, this high in the on the pitch. And I like this, especially with the style that we are playing. I have the freedom to be very high on the pitch and help my teammates with maybe assists, good passes, or maybe goals like today.
Carson? Carson, anything for Alex?
I'm all good.
Anybody else? Any questions for Alex? All right, Alex, I'll ask you one question. So, can you talk about the leadership that you have seen from Chicho this year? Obviously, the league is talking about him as an MVP candidate. He's got 8 goals, 7 assists. He assisted on Andre's goal. But just what are the things that maybe people don't see off the field and in the locker room that he brings to the whole group?
Yeah, of course. As you said, he's a leader. You see this, that he's had his left-hand captain. He's not just to wear it. He's there for everybody. He's a captain. In the dressing room, behind the cameras, that things, people that they don't see, He's helping everything. He's the first one that he's going to give 100% in the training. So if you see your captain, if you see Chicho, that he scores a lot of goals and give assists to train 100%, the only thing you need to do is just follow him and be maybe 101% more than him and trying to give everything. Yeah, I think in his mind also he's happy to help the team. The goals and assists coming from his work. Nothing gave it to him like from luck or from something. Is his work there? I'm sure that you're gonna continue like this and better. And we're just there for each other and help everyone to achieve the best.
Last thing from me then is this team has now just gone and gotten 6 points from two road games. How nice will it be to come home in front of the home fans and try to get three more next week against Kansas City?
Yeah, of course. It's amazing feeling to have your fans happy when you are playing at home. You see everybody walks out after the 90 minutes with a big smile. But yeah, I mean, home games, away games, giving the same points. We need to do our job in every stadium that we are playing. We're just looking forward to play again in our home and get again the 3 points.
What does it take to win on the road? Is this league very different? The flights are probably longer and bigger trips than you're used to, but how nice is it to, what does it take from a mentality standpoint to go away and get 3 points as often as we have so far this year?
Yeah, of course, is how you get prepared all the week from the coaching staff. But again, it's like, everyone in his mind, they have this mentality. We have this mentality. If you just came in before, you come before the game in the dressing room and you see how everybody gets prepared, the only thing, if you just look in the eyes of your teammate, is like, I'm going to die for him and he's going to die for me. You know this. And of course, you don't play in front of your fans. It's a little bit difficult. Let's say you play away. But we keep playing our style. We keep playing our football, as I said, in every stadium that we are going or when we play at home. And everything is matters. For example, today for this game, we came 2 days before. Something that is count is a little bit is details, but the details make the difference in the top teams. And I think we are a top team. And in the end of this big season, I hope we're going to be in the top.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.